Hi, I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
Welcome to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. On today's show, you want to know where your fresh produce comes from so you grow your own vegetables. But you also want original heirloom varieties that you know aren't genetically modified so you grow your plants from seed. We'll talk to a home gardening expert about what's involved and what resources you can turn to.
But first, maybe you know someone who avoids touching doorknobs with their hands or repeatedly checks to see if the stove is off or adjusts desktop objects until they're perfectly aligned. This may not be a case of overly fussy or persnickety behavior. These repetitive acts could be a symptom of OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder.
OCD affects an estimated 2.2 million Americans. It can come and go and is often worse during times of stress. Our guest today, Dr. Robin Zazio, is a nationally known clinical psychologist who specializes in OCD and other anxiety disorders. She's familiar to many from her appearances on the A&E television series Hoarders. Dr. Zazio is also the author of The Hoarder in You, How to Live a Happier, Healthier, Uncluttered Life. Welcome to Take Care, Dr. Zazio. Nice to have you on.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
You know, many people are familiar with the term OCD just because it's used a lot and sometimes in a joking manner, which I'm sure for the people who suffer from it aren't amused by. And I'm thinking even in the movies, I think of Jack Nicholson's role in the movie As Good As It Gets with Helen Hunt, where they show him as someone suffering from OCD, won't step on the cracks in the sidewalk. He brings his own silverware to a restaurant because he doesn't want to get germs. And I'm not sure if you've seen that movie. How typical is that? And for the OCD sufferer, what is their everyday experience like?
Well, first of all, I'm glad that you cited that movie because as it is a comedy, that is an excellent, excellent depiction of what we see in our clinic. It does sound silly and everybody laughs and jokes about it, but you know what? When he opened up that cabinet and he had all those bars of soap and he would use it once and throw it away, that is what can happen with OCD. Now, obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD being the acronym, is about people that have obsessive thoughts that they can't stop. They are unwanted, they are intrusive, and they are oftentimes of a bizarre nature in the sense that they don't make a lot of sense. So what happens is when a person has these thoughts, they do things to try to make them go away. So if you think of any thought that you've had that's been upsetting for you, maybe you try to listen to music or watch TV because you want it to go away. Well, in the world of OCD, because the thoughts are so intrusive and again, oftentimes bizarre as we see with the criteria, they come up with these behaviors, rituals, or compulsions to try to make them go away. So, again, going back to that example with Jack Nicholson, when he feels his hands are dirty, he will use a bar of soap to cleanse them. However, what happens is because his hands were dirty when he touched the soap, now the belief is that the soap is dirty, so he throws it away. So, as you can see, his world got smaller and smaller and smaller because he didn't want anybody to come into his house to what we call contaminate it, and he would control his world so that it felt safer to him. The reality is we believe that there's at least 5 million Americans who are suffering from this condition. OCD is the most common anxiety disorder. If you think about that many people suffering, and those that's just the research. Obviously, there's so many more people suffering that we don't even know about. That's a huge percentage of the population just with this specific anxiety disorder that are suffering.
People associate this with fear of germs, but you probably see a much broader range in your practice. What are the compulsions that people focus on? What's the range that you've seen?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I'll get a phone call and someone will say, you know, you've probably never heard of this before. And, you know, what they don't realize is I've been specializing and OCD is the most common anxiety disorder. So it's probably about 80% of the population that we treat. And they'll say, you know, I don't check the doors and I don't wash my hands. And I'll say, okay, what's going on? They'll say, well, I have these thoughts of hurting other people. I would never hurt somebody, but for some reason, I can't stop thinking about what if I picked up a knife and stabbed my dog, or what if I picked up a knife and stabbed my mom? And I'll say, okay, well, actually, that's really common. And they'll go, really? Because what happens is you don't either hear about it or read about it. Again, this is why I do so much media work, is I really want to spread the word that OCD and anxiety disorders can manifest in so many different ways. So we talked about fear of germs, checking compulsions, lights, stoves, fear that if I don't check them and they're plugged in, a fire will start and it's my fault that the building burned down. But it manifests in other ways. What if I hurt myself? What if I hurt somebody else? What if I'm married and I've got children and suddenly I find out that I'm gay? Again, what we're dealing with is not people who are afraid of the initial fear of, is there something on the door? Or what if I'm gay? It's always the feared consequence. Well, if I'm gay, then that means that then I would leave my wife or my family and I wouldn't live with them the rest of my life. There's always a feared consequence, and that's what we begin to target. There can be other fears. What if I suddenly decided to rob a bank and became a criminal? Again, these are just odd thoughts that a person has, but they can't stop them at the same time.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about OCD with our guest today, Dr. Robin Zazio, a nationally known clinical psychologist who specializes in OCD and other anxiety disorders. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And you're listening to Take Care on WRVO Public Media. Now, talking about the range of symptoms that your patients describe, how does this happen to them? Again, I've asked you about chemical imbalance, or is it a trauma in early childhood? What's your gut feeling after working with people in your practice? Why do you think this is happening?
Well, definitely people can have things that happen to them as a child that can result in OCD. There's still so much research going on. It's chemically driven. Somebody who has OCD oftentimes can have what we call good insight. They know that they don't need to be afraid of it. All they know is that they are. And what happens is that fear center, the amygdala, is being activated, and it's sending them a signal that says, this is dangerous. Don't touch that. Don't go there. Don't come in contact with that. And all they know is that it feels very real to them. So oftentimes what they know and what they feel are two different things. And so they engage in these avoidance behaviors or these compulsions to try to neutralize that thought. And as a result, their world can just get smaller and smaller and smaller because they're spending their days just in survival mode. And, we talked about the movie As Good As It Gets, and we can laugh and giggle, or we can see somebody else, as you mentioned earlier, avoiding cracks, for instance. They step over them. Well, is it a superstition or is it OCD? Well, someone who's afraid that they're going to, if they step on a crack, that something bad will happen, that's more of an OCD kind of thing. But, if you imagine you're walking just even right now, you imagine walking perhaps into another room or into the kitchen, bathroom, whatever it is, and you've got to stare down because you're so afraid you're going to step on a crack or you're going to step on a line. That is incredibly mentally time-consuming, and it doesn't allow a person to be mindful, to be present, to be happy, and it can really take over their lives.
So if you think there might be an organic imbalance, is medication something that would treat this, or is it just exposure to their fear and overcoming it?
Mm-hmm. Well, again, nothing is that linear. We definitely see that medications can help. If I have somebody who comes into my office with a clear OCD case, and they say, look, I'm not on medication, I'd really like to try the exposure therapy process first, then I'm going to try it because it's a very sort of primitive treatment, if you will, Again, I always tell people, if you think about anything that you're afraid of, if you confront it, typically we can overcome it, assuming that we do it in the right sequence. We develop a hierarchy of our triggers, and we systematically confront them repeatedly till we get to the top feared, consequence, if you will. So by the proper treatment by an expert and doing exposure therapy, oftentimes medication are not needed. Now, what we're seeing in the research is if you compare medication and exposure therapy to exposure therapy in and of itself, it is showing similar results.
I would imagine that this is, like many things, a spectrum disorder, in that there are some people who may have a little bit of it, and it comes out during times of stress. I will freely admit it. I'm a checker. And and the weirdest thing is, I'm a checker of what I just read.
This is Linda. This is Linda speaking.
Yes, this is Linda. I claim it. Where I'll read two sentences at the end of a page, and then I'll turn the page to the next page. But then I've got to go back and just make sure that I read those sentences correctly. And then I'll read them, and then I'll go back, and then I'll think, wait, just let me look one more time. And I know this is irrational, but I do it. But the reality is, I only find that I do this in times of stress, and I haven't done this in years. So so this is symptomatic of what could be considered obsessive compulsive disorder. But again, it doesn't crop up in my daily life. But there are some people who, as you said, it's debilitating, and I imagine it gets worse over time, not better.
Well, you know, like any condition, we can have symptoms, like you said. I mean, my book is called The Hoarder in You. Not everybody has a hoarder in them, but there can be mild symptoms on a continuum. So I'm so glad that you provided that example, because many of us can have symptoms of doubt, right? Did I read that correctly, as you identified? Well, let me check. And what happens is anxiety, stress, and other, you know, just anxiety symptoms, they all kind of live in the same place. And so if you have a proneness to certain behaviors like rereading and checking, it can come out in times of stress. And so in the process of treatment, we really help people to identify that, you know, right now we're dealing with your OCD as it is, but to be aware that if stress comes up, that your symptoms can be exacerbated. And one of the things that I want to stress, if you will, is that when we talk about OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, that key word, disorder, is so important to sort of separate out, because you can have symptoms of a condition. It doesn't mean you have the disorder. So people who are listening and go, oh my gosh, I reread too. Well, it doesn't mean that you have to go into therapy or that you have the condition, because all of us can have some kind of mild traits, but they don't interfere with our lives.
Dr. Zazio, do you think OCD is on the rise, or is it just being recognized and diagnosed more as a disorder?
Hard question to answer. I believe that, you know, if you think about anxiety disorders, OCD, social anxiety, phobias, you know, a lot of people can say, I know this is silly, and if I tell someone, what are they going to think? So earlier I mentioned somebody who has fear of picking up a knife and stabbing someone. They're not homicidal. They just have this thought of, what if I did it? And in the world of OCD, the idea is, if I had that thought, would I actually do it? You can only imagine how hard it would be to go to a therapist and say, I have these images of stabbing people, and not being afraid that that therapist is going to say, excuse me, I'll be right back, and go call 911 and basically, you know, have the police come because they think that you're a danger to others. So point being is that, you know, talk about phobias. You know, a person going to someone and saying, you know, I'm afraid of butterflies. That is really hard to say for so many reasons, not only because they might feel ashamed or embarrassed, but because they fear what people are going to think about them. So to answer your question in a long roundabout way is, a lot of people sit in silence because there's this understanding that I shouldn't be afraid, but I know that I am. And what is somebody going to think about me if I reveal this? What are they going to do, and how are they going to react?
One last question. I was very surprised when I was researching the topic to find that some people have discovered a connection between the strep virus and sudden onset OCD, and I'm sure it doesn't happen in the majority of cases, but one case that was described is their child had strep, hadn't started the antibiotics yet, and seemingly fine, stable child wakes up in the morning and has a compulsion to wash and rewash their hands.
Yeah.
What have you heard of that?
There's a ton of information that you can read about now that's addressing that, because we are seeing more and more of that. You know, it is treatable. It has definitely some different components to address. We can see some different behaviors associated with individuals who have an onset in that direction versus someone who just has kind of a straightforward onset. You know, equally treatable, but we're definitely seeing more of that. And fortunately, with media outreach and, you know, internet and that sort of thing, people are becoming more aware of identifying these symptoms when they come up, and definitely, you know, with the conditions that you're suggesting.
And I what I read is that if you take antibiotics, that will stop it in its tracks. And usually, if you get diagnosed with strep throat, you do take antibiotics, right?
Correct. Correct. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Dr. Robin Zazio is a nationally known clinical psychologist who specializes in OCD and other anxiety disorders, and she also has made appearances on the A&E television series Hoarders. Dr. Zazio is the author of The Hoarder in You, How to Live a Happier, Healthier, Uncluttered Life.
Thanks for having me.
For more information on OCD and Dr. Robin Zazio, visit the Take Care webpage at WRVO.org. If you've missed a past interview or you'd like to hear one again, podcasts of our show are also available at our website and on iTunes.
Coming up, we may be months away from harvest, but you can plant the seeds right now for a season's worth of healthy vegetables and fruits. We'll tell you how. You're listening to Take Care on WRVO Public Media.